This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is investigating a new possible wolf depredation that happened in Grand County. Ranchers there say it was this past weekend. This comes after the Copper Creek pack was captured and removed from the area. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has confirmed that local staff is conducting a field investigation of a report of a possible wolf depredation in Grand County. Ranchers there are saying three calves have been killed in the past few days and only one was confirmed by CPW. They say a cow was killed too, but bears ate it before CPW could confirm it. A CPW spokesperson says any new wolf depredations will be confirmed on the gray wolf depredation report on their website. A fundraiser is being held for the Milner Mobile Home Park this Sunday because the owners of the land are trying to sell the property. The owners of the homes there received a letter by certified mail July 24th that they have 120 days from that date to purchase the property. The Milner Mobile Home Park is 40 mobile homes, two single-family homes along Highway 40. In 2021, the park was sold for $3.5 million. It's now listed for $8 million. Misty Ray Carter lives in the neighborhood. She says their rent was $500 a month, but it's now $975. Residents are trying to figure out how to raise that money. They've reached out to Yampa Valley Housing Authority and others for help, and YVHA is providing resources to the residents. The fundraising event is called SOS, Saving Our Steamboat One Neighborhood at a Time. It's from 4 to 6 this Sunday at Schmigadies and Steamboat Springs. It's time to consider getting vaccinated again for the flu and COVID-19. That's the advice from the infectious disease experts at UC Health for all Coloradans who are 6 months or older. Paving will be happening this week on River Road. That's County Road 14. That's from the Treehouse Bridge to the Steamboat Springs city limits. Expect some delays. Casey's Pond is asking the community for one last fundraising effort so they can reach their fundraising goal for the Assisted Living Center. The donation link is through the Yampa Valley Community Foundation website. There is a gratitude prayer walk at Casey's Pond. It's at 1:30 this afternoon. Meet at the front door. You can join the walk. It's to give thanks to all who've helped keep Casey's Pond Assisted Living open. Sasha Nelson of Craig received the Doer and Difference Maker Fellowship by the Betcher Foundation. This celebrates community champions with an emphasis on rural leaders. Dinosaur National Monument sends word that tourism to the monument contributes over $28 million to the local economy with 336 jobs in nearby communities. Tonight's a free summer music fest at Snow Bowl and Steamboat. The band is the Taylor Scott Band. Starts at 6:30 after Harvey's Huddle. The board for YVHA meets at noon Thursday, and it's homecoming week at Steamboat Springs High School. The theme for the kids is sports jerseys. I'm Shannon Lukens, and that's the news. Read it for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.